Granny Zadler, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, life is indeed gloomy for poor Abner. Elizabeth and little Pearl have left him. All Abner found when he entered his house to settle his marital misunderstandings was a brief farewell note and some cold corned beef in the icebox. All efforts to locate Elizabeth and Pearl have failed so far, and her disappearance is shrouded in mystery. As we look in on the little community today, we see the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
No letter at all, huh? Not even a postcard? Yeah, well, if anything comes for me, well, let me know right away, Dick. All right. Goodbye. Blame it. Didn't get a single word.
Well, natural. Elizabeth went away and left you. She ain't going to sit around writing love letters to you.
Well, she could at least write and tell me where she's at, Long.
Well, she don't want you to know where she's at. At least not right away. She wants to keep that a secret, more likely.
Well, I ought to have got a letter from her brother, then, the one that lives down there in Texas. When Elizabeth goes anywhere, that's where she generally goes. So I writ him and asked him if she was there, but he won't even answer my letter.
Well, he ain't had time to answer it yet.
Oh, he's had enough time. Just sits around the house, don't hardly ever do nothing. Well, except go to work every day. He's got plenty of time to write, though.
I mean, there ain't been time for a letter to get to him and for him to send one back to you.
Oh, he just says that. Just using that for an excuse. Actually, just too honorary to write to me. That's the whole thing. Just too honorary.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You're jumping at conclusions here.
More than likely, he's taken my letter and tore it up in little bitty pieces. That's just about what he done. Maybe he never even read it before he tore it up. I don't know.
Abner, before you go around making statements like that, you ought to get the facts of the case first.
Snake in the weeds. Imagine a feller doing a thing like that, Long. Your own brother-in-law tearing up a letter without even reading it first.
He never done no such a thing.
He did do it.
He never.
Well, if he never done it, then how'd I find out about it?
Well, just wait a minute now. Tell me exactly how did you find out about it?
Why, let's see now, where did I hear that? I know I heard it somewhere.
The only place you heard it was from yourself, and all you done was imagine it.
No, sir, I heard it somewhere,
no,
Long.
No, you never, so just forget that and try to relax. This whole thing's got you so upset you don't know hardly what you're doing.
Maybe it was Grandpappy Spears that told me.
No, it wasn't Grandpappy. Now, stop worrying, Abner.
See, who
you'll get a hearing from your brother-in-law in a day or so, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Elizabeth come back quicker than ever then.
Come back?
Why, sure. She won't be able to stay away very long, I don't think. They always come back.
Well, I don't believe Elizabeth will, old Lum. That note she left for me sounded awful final.
Sometimes they come back when you don't want them.
Yeah, well, I want her back, but she said in that note that she could see that the only thing to do was just take little Pearl and leave me for good.
Yeah, I know, but again, she gets away from here, she'll start recollecting how nice everything used to be at home. Then she'll get to missing, you know, and get homesick. She'll be back.
Doggies, I hope so. Tell you, Lum, again, I wake up in the morning and I don't hear Elizabeth and little Pearl clattering around the house. It just don't seem like there's any reason to get up. Don't seem like life's worth living no more.
Elizabeth clatters in the morning, does she?
Oh, yeah, her and little Pearl. Get out there and chop wood to build a fire to cook breakfast. I lay there in bed, hear them every morning. Every morning of the world.
Well, now,
chop, chop, chop.
Pull yourself together, Abner. This ain't going to last but a few days more. At least I don't think it will.
All as before, I wish Elizabeth and Pearl had quiet down and quit all that noise in the morning so as I could get some sleep. Doggies, now I'd give anything in the world to hear that noise. Chop, chop.
That's the way with everything. A feller don't ever appreciate something till he has to get along without it.
Yeah.
You never miss the water till the well goes dry. I've always said that.
Well, we got a good well of water, Lum. Miss Elizabeth is warming, her being gone.
I know, I just used
it. I could borrow water from my neighbors, but Elizabeth's gone, Lum. That's the worst thing that could happen to me. I know one thing, if Elizabeth ever does come back, I'm going to be awful good to her. Never get mad at her again. Never say a mean word to her.
Well, good for you, Abner. I'm proud to hear you say that.
I might even help her chop the wood. Once in a while.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't get yourself carried away with all your good resolutions here. One thing to be good to you, woman, but actual doing woman's work's going a little too far.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. She'll have you milking the cows and feeding the stock and doing the plowing the first thing you know.
Doggy, that's just about right.
And she won't have no respect for you if you start doing things like that.
No, I reckon you're right, Long. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll keep the axe good and sharp for her. I'll do
well,
that.
Well, that's all right.
Doggy, I wish she'd come back. Well, I sure
don't miss worry. Her. She will. Just be patient.
Well, I can't be patient at a time like this. Doggy, wait a minute. I know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to go get her.
Well, how can you do that?
Well, I'll do it some way. I'll carry all the way home if I have to, but I'm going to get her back here, Lum.
Yeah, but you don't know where to get to her.
Huh?
So far, we ain't been able to find a single clue telling us where she might have went.
Huh?
Not a single person we've talked to knows a thing about her, or else they ain't telling us the truth, Lum.
Yeah, well, I know where she's at. She's down in Texas at her brother's place. That's where she's
no,
at.
No, you don't know that for sure now, Abner.
I do done it, Lum. That's why her brother tore up that letter of mine. He just don't want me to know she's down there.
For goodness sake.
Doggies, I'll show him a couple of things or two. I'll go right down there and drag that young lady home. That's what I'll do. And I won't stop to pick up the broke glass, neither.
Broke glass?
No, sir.
What broke glass?
Why, the glass in the window. He'll have all the doors locked on me where I can't get in the house. I'll just have to break through a window. All I hope is he misses me.
Misses you?
Yeah, I'd hate to get filled full of buckshot.
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to make me believe that he'd get out a gun and start shooting at you?
Why, sure he will.
Well, let out, Cap, anything I've heard you say yet.
I know it. I don't understand it myself, Mom. I don't know what's come over that man. I just can't figure it out. Used to be such a nice, gentle sort of a feller, too. My favorite brother-in-law. Now look at him, firing a gun at his own relays.
Oh, for goodness sakes, he ain't doing no such a thing.
Why, he is. That's what they're saying about him.
Who's they?
Huh?
Who's all these fellers that's saying that?
Why,
See there, you don't know. This is all just your imagination, Abner. And that's something you ought to get over. Because someday that imagination of yours will more than likely be a ruination of you, getting you in a lot of trouble. So just watch out for it.
Well, that ain't what I'm watching out for. It's that buckshot that I'm worried about right now.
Abner, there ain't going to be no buckshot fired at you. Your brother-in-law's a nice feller, and he wouldn't even do such a thing as that.
Why, he would, Lum, since this change has come over. I don't believe you'd even recognize him now. Looks like a different feller, Lum.
How do you know? You ain't saw him for a couple of 3 years. How can you tell what he looks like now?
Huh?
You see, this is all just your imagination, Abner. All you got to do is say something out loud, and right away you think it's something you've heard someplace, and it's actually the truth. What if I went around doing that, too? Granny's both of us had been ruined long time ago.
All I know, Lum, is that I hate and despise that low-down brother-in-law of mine.
No, you don't.
I
you
do.
You ain't got a single reason in the world to hate him.
Feller shooting at you and you won't hate him first?
Well, wait till you find out the facts before you say anything like that. Try to pattern yourself after me for a while.
After you?
Yeah. I always find out the actual true facts of anything before I make any statements.
You do, huh?
Yeah, that way I always know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't hear me going around making mistakes like you do.
Just the same, I hate and despise my brother-in-law.
No, you don't, Abner.
Yeah, I do.
Who you ought to hate is Sister Simpson. Or Annabelle Kearney. There's the one. There's the woman to blame right there. She's the one that caused all this trouble. If she hadn't come to Pine Ridge for a visit, none of this would have ever happened.
Yeah, doggies, I believe you're right, Mom. Dad, blame her anyway.
Granny, you know what I've got a good mind to do?
Huh?
I believe I'll just call her up and tell her exactly what I think of her.
Yeah, call her up. Doggies, I'll tell her a couple of things myself. Whereabouts is she staying? Over at the Blevins' place?
I reckon so. She always does whenever she comes to town.
Yeah.
Her and the Blevins' is some kind of kin, I think. Cousins or something. What's their ring?
Two shorts and a long. I believe it is long. No, it ain't. A short and a long, a short. That's what it is. Made a mistake. Well, as I know that place, I had you calling the Bates' place there. I wish that woman would have never come to town. Let's just tell her to get out of town and never come back.
Hello? Is that you, Miss Blevins? Well, I'd like to speak with Annabelle. Annabelle Kearney.
I'll speak to her, too, Mom.
Mom?
On her and my brother-in-law.
Is she left already?
He was here.
She never. Are you sure about that? Oh, fond of goodness. Mom? Oh, no, it weren't nothing important. Fact is, I believe I had the wrong name, come to think about it.
No, that's her name, Mom.
Sorry I bothered you, Miss Blevins. Well, all right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, I do know.
What's the matter, Mom?
That's curious.
Huh?
Annabelle Kearney ain't in town.
She ain't.
Oh, and what's more, she ain't been here, neither. Not for 3 years, Miss Blevins said.
Well, for the land's sake. Well, how'd all these stories about her get started then?
Jeez, I don't know.
Whereabouts did you hear that Annabelle Kearney was in town, Long?
I was just trying to think.
Was it Mousie Gray?
No, it couldn't have been Mousie, because I was the one who told him.
Huh? Sister Simpson?
No, I don't believe so. No, I know it wasn't. I recollect she called up here asking about a cat named Annabelle.
Yeah, well, that was the one I got Elizabeth for a present, but never had a chance to give it to her.
And then after that, let's see. Well, for goodness sakes, I don't believe nobody told me.
Huh?
I just got to putting two and two together that day, and I was the one that started this whole... just skip it.
What were you going to say?
Nothing, Abner. It ain't nothing important.
Well, what was it?
I told you it weren't nothing important.
Well, now, it must have been something like...
All I was going to say, Abner, was that I've changed my mind. I don't believe you ought to pattern yourself after me, Abner.